Dr. Vasily Sinaisky. The centerpiece of a barnstorming program of British music is Vaughan Williams' mystical Fifth Symphony. It's all to be heard live on BBC Radio 3 in Performance on 3 this Thursday night at 7.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and also online. Just gone 1 o'clock, time for the news from Ian Skelly.
NATO leaders at their summit in Lisbon have endorsed a plan to start handing control of security to Afghan government forces next year, with the aim of international troops ending combat operations by the end of 2014. The NATO Secretary-General, Anas Fogh Rasmussen, insisted the alliance would continue to train the Afghan security forces after that date and would remain as long as it takes. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has said that British forces will definitely not be involved in fighting in Afghanistan by 2015, even if the violence continues. Officials from the International Monetary Fund, the European Union and the European Central Bank will spend the weekend discussing the terms of a rescue package to help Ireland's struggling economy. BBC News has learned that the Irish Cabinet will meet tomorrow to finalise its plans to reduce the budget deficit. David Cameron has said Britain will provide any assistance required to help the 29 miners trapped underground in New Zealand. The Foreign Office has confirmed that two of the men are from Scotland. There's been no contact with any of the miners since they were trapped by an explosion yesterday. A rescue mission won't start until tomorrow at the earliest because of fears of a second explosion. A father, his two sons and a fourth man have appeared before magistrates in Slough, charged with the murder of a man who was found in the back of a van in Berkshire earlier this week. The men, who were all from Cambridgeshire, have been on remand in custody to appear at Reading Crown Court on Tuesday. A post-mortem examination showed Shalim Amar, who lived in Sunningdale, died from head injuries. British government investigators working in Colombia have told BBC News that they're making major progress against the drug traffickers shipping cocaine to Britain and Europe. Officers from the Serious Organised Crime Agency are extending their operations to several countries in the region. And the weather, it's a cloudy day with brighter spells in the far west. It'll be a mainly dry afternoon, but occasional showers will affect southwestern parts and the northeast. Tonight it'll be cloudy with light rain or showers for eastern and central parts, with patchy fog and frost in sheltered northerly locations. And that's the BBC News and the weather. It's now 3 minutes past one.
And time for today's edition of the Early Music Show. Catherine Bott takes a look at the delights of the air de cour or Renaissance French court song.
See more. Bonjour, a prelude by Nicolas Vallée to introduce today's programme of French music, followed by a plaintive song. Mortals, cease your sighing. This beauty is not human. You may adore her, but not love her. Only the gods have that right. The performers were soprano Claudine Ansermet and lutenist Paolo Cherici, and the composer Pierre Guédron, master of music of the King's Chamber. The country, as I've said, is France, the king, Henri IV, and Guédron was a leading composer of the air de cour, or courtly air. Air de cour were confidential, civilized songs, with eminently singable melodies and elegant, often wistful lyrics, which flourished in France from about 1570 to 1650. Those dates make the genre contemporary with the golden age of the English lute song. Those masterpieces of melancholy sensuality are already well known, well loved, and well recorded. So in today's early music show, we're crossing La Manche to investigate the sort of song that French gentlefolk enjoyed after dinner. The term air de cour was coined by Robert Ballard in 1570, when he published a collection of songs with lute accompaniment. The genre really flourishes after 1608, when the composer and publisher Gabriel Bataille brings out his annual volume of Airs de différents auteurs mis en tablature de lute, airs by different authors put into lute tablature. Deeply rooted in literary history and proving ground for solo vocal writing, the air becomes the representative form of France in the 17th century, with every composer striving to publish his own books of airs. The objective of the airs is to highlight sung verses, their meaning, and the story they tell. So says the admirable liner note for a delicious recording of Air de cour, sung by Jean-Paul Fouchécourt. Let's hear him straight away, with a song in which the poet compares the peaceful shadows of night with the dark beauty he loves.
Où nous prenons ensemble des doux passe-temps. Par la peine, sans grand-peine, nous mettons au même troupeau, mon petit mouton. Puis à l'aise, je lui baise son beau sein, et sa bouche vermeille, son joli téton. Puis à l'aise, je lui baise son beau sein, et sa bouche vermeille, son joli téton. Si je lève sous sa grève les genoux, sa porte si haut qu'on voyait dessous. En furie, elle crie et me mord, et puis en bien d'heure, nous sommes d'accord. En furie, elle crie et me mord, et puis en bien d'heure, nous sommes d'accord. Notre vie sans envie, nous passons, je m'en de soucis de gaies chansons. Fille des filles, pour les filles, nos faux cas, des amants qui pour elles conduisent au trépas. Fille des filles, pour les filles, nos faux cas, des amants qui pour elles conduisent au trépas.
My shepherdess is not fickle in love. She makes me happy every day as we wander through the meadows. Ma bergère non légère by Gabriel Bataille. And before it, Paisible et ténébreuse nuit by Étienne Moulagnier. Two quintessential airs de cour of night and day, the first sung by Jean-Paul Fouchécourt with lutenist Eric Belloc, the second by René Jacobs with Konrad Junghannel. These strophic songs, with their inbuilt repetitiveness, are designed to focus attention on the words. Listening to the marriage of words and music, the plaintive tenderness of that first nighttime song would seem to have a lot in common with its English equivalent. But it's the sprightly doggerel of the song about the shepherdess that reveals the roots of the air de cour in the streets. It wasn't just in the days of Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette that French aristocrats were so amused by the everyday stories of country folk. 16th century Parisians loved their voix de vie, city voices. And what was whistled in the street by the butcher boy one day could be converted into a stylish art song the next. Here's an example. A love poem by Gilles Durand de la Bergerie, an invitation to go for a romantic stroll while our youth endures, skillfully wrought within a simple rhyme scheme, an accomplished lyric. And here it is, set to a popular tune of the day in question being sometime in 1603.
Ma belle, si ton âme se sentra allumée de cette douce flamme qui nous force d'aimer. Racontons, allons sur la verdure, allons tandis que dure notre jeune printemps. Avant que la journée de notre âge qui fuit se sente environnée des ombres de la nuit. Prenons-toi-y de vivre notre vie et sans craindre l'envie, baisons-nous à plaisir. Ce destin, puis à l'aube première, elle reprend son teint. Mais notre jour, quand une fois il tombe, demeure sous la tombe, y faisant long séjour. Et puis ces ombres saintes, hôtesses de là-bas, ne t'émènent qu'en feinte leurs amours ébats. Entre le plus amour n'a de puissance, et plus nos jouissances des plaisirs de Vénus. Mais lâchement couché sous ces myrtes pressées, elle pleure fâchée, leurs âges mal passés. Cela entend que n'ayant plus de vie, encore cette envie, les aïeux tourmentant. Aimons donc à notre aise, baisons-nous fort, puisque plus l'on ne baise, depuis
que l'on est mort. Voyons-nous pas, comme genre la jeunesse, des plaisirs la ronesse, vite nous à grands pas. Voyons-nous pas, comme genre la jeunesse, des plaisirs la ronesse, vite nous à grands pas. S'affiner, ça rompt le destin qui clôt notre journée, souvent dès le matin. Allons content, allons sur la verdure, allons tandis que dure notre jeune printemps.
The butcher boy could whistle the tune, but he could never have written the words. Jean-Paul Fouchécourt and Éric Belloc with Ma belle si ton âme. One of the great masters of the air de cour was Pierre Guédron, whose music we heard at the start of the programme. He was particularly gifted at blending the two cultures of street and court, and his output ranges widely. Let's hear Le Poème Harmonique in a trio of ensemble songs which go from the ridiculous to the sublime, the first two decidedly lacking in romance. First, À Paris sur Petit Pont, in which all is nudge-nudge, wink-wink, Monty Python meets Jake Thackeray. Hey, Marguerite, what have you got in your apron? Pigeon pie, she says, and when she sits down to eat it, she's so noisy that she, makes the bush tremble. There's an incessant refrain which goes untranslated in the CD booklet, which reminds us that although the French don't do puns, they do like those naughty spoonerisms that they call contrepétrie. Then, Qu'on ne me parle plus d'amour is a sharp little commentary on upper-class mores. Don't talk to me of love, it's inconstancy that reigns at court, and these faithless lovers should be punished by the gods. Finally, Quel espoir. And I'll read a translation of the lyric before we hear it.
À Paris sur petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. On y fait bâtir maison, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. On y fait bâtir maison, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Les charpentiers qui la font, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Les charpentiers qui la font, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Il monte ma démonon, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Ils m'ont demandé mon nom, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Marguerite, c'est mon nom. Le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Marguerite, c'est mon nom, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Quand tu l'as dans ton giron, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Oh,
le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
T'as-tu là dans ton giron, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. C'est ta pâtée de pigeon, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Oh, le joli
petit pont.
Oh, rapport et de bijoux, le pont du quel de quel du pont. Assis-toi là et le mangeons, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Le joli petit pont, le pont du quel de quel du pont. Le joli petit pont, le pont du quel de quel du pont.
Assis-toi là et le mangeons, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Elle s'assit de si grand son, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Oh, oh le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Elle s'assit de si grand son, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Que la fait trembler lui son, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont. Oh, le joli petit pont, le pont du quel, le quel du pont.
Oh, dear.
What hope have I of recovery, other than by dying of the agonies of love, which I must suffer, but of which I dare not speak? If death alone can cure me of my suffering, and of the agonies of love, which I must suffer, but of which I dare not speak. Yet it must be so. The object of my cruel agonies is too far above me, so I must suffer, but dare not speak.
Je puis bien sûr.
Three contrasting songs by Pierre Guédron, performed by Le Poème Harmonique, directed by Vincent Dumestre. If you've just joined us, you're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, and today I'm investigating the charms of the French air de cour, or courtly air. So, what about the ambiance that was so conducive to the flourishing of this exquisite music? Well, it's summed up in a pair of engravings by the 17th century illustrator Abraham Bosse, one showing three singers grouped round a table with a lutenist and a viol player, called The Allegory of Sound, the other showing a young man tuning his lute. Each engraving has a little poem, the first about the noble relationship between the harmony of music and that of the universe, the second about the perpetual melancholy of the disappointed lover. Bosse was celebrated for his many engravings depicting different Parisian tradespeople, their gear and tackle and trim in accurate detail, so he's obviously captured the mood of the three songs we just heard. The important word here is Parisian, for the air de cour was a peculiarly Parisian pleasure. I've been saying all along that this music was a courtly divertissement, but the artless modesty of the songs wasn't an affectation. It made them accessible to amateur musicians from the bourgeoisie, too. This next song is a sort of amatory competition. Who loves whom the most? One day, Amaryllis and Thyrsis, seated on the banks of the Loire, with one voice sang while watching their flock, "Ah, God, how beautiful my shepherdess is! Ah, God, how handsome my shepherd!"
Un jour, Amaryllis et Thyrsis sur la rive du Loir assis. Un jour, Amaryllis et Thyrsis sur la rive du Loir.
Mon Dieu, que mon berger est beau, mon
Catherine King and Jacob Herringman in Antoine Bussé's Un jour à Marie, demonstrating the art that conceals art. As the 17th century French art song developed, it began to fragment into different subsets of courtliness. In the Air Sérieux, for example, love was no longer the sole topic. The very end of the century, 1696, saw the death of the singing teacher, the oboe player and composer Michel Lambert, who was Lully's father-in-law and a much-cherished court musician. Jacques Dubuisson wrote a deploration on the death of Monsieur Lambert. O death, what cruelty have you inflicted? The maker of the finest songs has passed away. Let's hear Jean-Paul Fouchécourt singing that, and before it, a Passacaglia-based song by Lambert himself.
Thank you. bien qu'il soit rigoureux. Vos mépris chaque jour me causent mille larmes, mais je chéris mon sort, je chéris mon sort, bien qu'il soit rigoureux. Hélas, hélas, si dans mes mots je trouve tant de charme, je mourrais de plaisir si j'étais plus heureux, si j'étais plus heureux, je mourrais de plaisir si j'étais plus heureux, si j'étais plus heureux. Hélas, hélas, si dans mes mots je trouve tant de charme, je mourrais de plaisir si j'étais plus heureux, si j'étais plus heureux. Je mourrais de plaisir si j'étais plus heureux, si j'étais plus heureux. Thank you.
Jean-Paul Fouchécourt, accompanied by an instrumental ensemble, with a love lament by Michel Lambert, Vos Mépris, Your Scorn Gives Me a Thousand Anxieties Each Day. And then we heard the lament on Lambert's death by Jacques Buisson. Before we leave the singing of Jean-Paul Fouchécourt, I mentioned Jake Thackeray in passing earlier on, and on Jean-Paul's CD, Air de Cour from the 16th, 17th and 18th centuries, he's actually snuck in a song by the man who so inspired Thackeray, Georges Brassens.
Marquise, si mon visage a quelques traits un peu vieux, souvenez-vous qu'à mon âge, vous ne voudrez guère mieux.
Definitely 20th century. Okay, it has 17th century words by the dramatist Corneille, but Marquise is emphatic proof that the air de cour lives on, and it's a very witty surprise on the disc. Lambert worked closely with his son-in-law Lully on the development of French opera, and it's clear from these more dramatic air sérieuses that the courtly air played quite a role in establishing a French style of verse setting for opera. So, another appropriate subset of the air de cour was the dialogue. Here are Catherine King and Charles Daniels, Uranie et Daphne, offering each other some slightly half-hearted suggestions as to how they might be cured of their mutual love.
Objet le plus beau de nos sens, que faites-vous adorable Uranie?
Je pense aux tourments que je sens, dont je ne puis souffrir la tyrannie. Rassemblant dans mon cœur pour en plaindre l'amour qui nous tient sous ses lois.
Catherine King, Charles Daniels and Jacob Herringman in Objet le plus beau by Étienne Moulagnier. The most important impact that the air de cour made on the burgeoning operatic movement was in another little subset, the dramatic recitative. Italian opera was way ahead with this, of course. But for our last music today, a truly avant-garde piece of music by Pierre Gédron from the Ballet d'Alcine, one of the last great court ballets of the reign of Henri IV, performed in 1610. Although it was another 60 years before Lully claimed to have originated French recitative, it's Gédron who should take the credit for a histrionic model that would prevail throughout Baroque opera, the invocation of infernal spirits. Claire Le Filiatre is Alcine with Le Poème Harmonique, directed by Vincent Dumestre. Come, demons, weak spirits, I leave you and despise you. The presence of this great king renders my powers useless.
Claire Le Filiatre sang the Récit d'Alcine by Pierre Gédron with the members of Le Poème Harmonique, directed by Vincent Dumestre. Today's early music show was presented by Catherine Bott and produced in Manchester by Chris Wines. Well, in tomorrow's programme, Catherine will be exploring the life and music of Wilhelm Friedemann Bach, the eldest son of Johann Sebastian. That's at the same time, just after the 1 o'clock news.
Join me as I take a leisurely steamer ride to discover the miracle of a sleeping beauty of an 18th century theatre, the Opera House at Drottningholm, built by Sweden's theatre king Gustavus III, who had a passion for opera. After his assassination in another of his opera houses, Drottningholm was shut up and forgotten about for 130 years, until one day when a man went looking for a picture there and found it was all in perfect working order. Join me, Donald MacLeod, to discover the Royal Opera House at Drottningholm Palace, its composers, its singers, its wallpaper, its miraculous stage machinery. I even get to play with it. In Composer of the Week, this week at noon, and again at 10 o'clock at night on BBC Radio 3.
Well, now another chance to hear a concert first broadcast live from London's Wigmore Hall last Monday. It's presented by Sarah Walker.
Welcome to Wigmore Hall. Lots of romantic ballads in store for us today. Musical storytelling at its very best. Baritone Florian Bersch will take to the stage with pianist Roger Vignoles. And they've prepared a programme of songs by Franz Schubert and Karl Loewe, a talented singer and composer, sometimes described as the Schubert of North Germany. But we start with Schubert himself and a set of three songs, starting with Willkommen und Abschied, Welcome and Farewell, a passionate song where the piano imitates the beating of the poet's heart. Then another Goethe setting, Hoffnung, Hope, which has a prayer-like feel. And this first set ends with Der Fischer, which describes a fisherman's encounter with a water nymph. By the end of the song, he's succumbed to her charms and has vanished into the depths of the water, never to be seen again. So to sing these three Goethe settings by Franz Schubert, here comes baritone Florian Bersch with pianist Roger Vignoles.
Und saßen wir nach mit nassem Blick. saß zu Erden und saß mir nach mit nassem Blick. Und doch, will ich beginnen, ihn zu ehren und lieben, Götter, welch ein Blick, oh, welch ein Blick, oh, lieben, lieben, welch ein Blick.
Das Wasser rauscht, das Wasser schwoll, ein Fischer saß daran, sah nach der Angelrute voll, kühl dies ans Herz hinan. Und wie er sitzt und wie er lauscht, teilt sich die Fluten wohl. Aus ihm bewegt ein Wasserrausch, ein feuchtes
Das Feuch verklärt er.